You are listening to the new Mutual Audio Network. Welcome home.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Jack Ward in our time or radio drama in Space Machine.
The tortoise.
Yes, the tortoise. I know. If I don't say it every once in a while, I forget. That's David Ault, and you're tuned into us here at the Sonic Society, the world's largest showcase of modern audio drama. This week, we're following the missing sensor we placed a while back to identify where the universe was 1 foot.
And 5 inches.
Yes, 1 foot and 5 inches off. We discovered it gives us 17 inches.
And not an inch more to spare. It's transformational, you know.
So we found out last week. But why? Why all this cloak and dagger routine?
Well, we'll find out soon enough. We're landing in Lux Radio Theatre's version of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Well, that's random.
Certainly not. You should know by now, Jack Malad, that the random overtures of the audioverse represent the machinations of someone's baton waving a symphony orchestra we've simply not tuned in on yet.
You're poetic today.
Oh, blame yourself. You've had more time to sleep and write these things.
Well, sleep is certainly a relative term, as it is for our princess with the poisoned apple. And speaking of which...
Yes, we best get along with it now, shouldn't we? Off to Madison on the Air's third anniversary special right here...
on the Sonic Society.
Now Madison was working super hard on a makeup tutorial show. She was teaching smoky eyes to folks out there who really wanted to know when some freaky deaky science stuff only understood by nerds zapped her into old radio shows, the kind you might never have heard. Now she should probably be trying to get out, but Madison, she's having fun living an old time radio. Explanation is done.
Madison is on the air.
From North Hollywood, California, we present Madison on the Air.
Happy 3-year anniversary to us! I can't believe we're starting our 4th year. Thank you so much to everyone for your continued support. And a big thanks to our super talented roster of voice actors who have made these episodes come to life. And for our anniversary, we've got another Lux Radio Theater movie.
Let's dim the lights a little. Let's sit down and shut our eyes, forget the world, and just imagine as our curtain rises and we present Madison and the Seven Dwarfs.
OMG, I get to be a Disney princess!
In a far-off world, long, long ago, a kingdom built on a mountain high lifted its turrets, flecked with gold, into a sapphire sky.
Excuse me, sorry. We're not doing this whole episode in verse, are we?
It's a fairy tale. Fairy tales are in verse.
But the rhyming, though? That's gonna get old fast.
Do you want me to read this copy or not?
Well... maybe if it's just to establish the mood.
Thank you. Land of enchantment, this domain, but ruled by a queen, black-hearted, vain, jealous of her beauty, and fearful lest there be another in her realm to prove more beautiful than she.
Because, you know, the poetry is coming off like a bad greeting card your aunt would send you that you don't even read but just look for the check in the envelope.
Ugh, I promise, it's almost over. Each evening in a secret hall, she conjured up a spirit from the mirror on the wall. It's done, all right?
Okay.
The queen might do some rhyming verse when she casts her spells. Is that okay with you?
Jeez, Mother Goose, she is not.
Slave in the magic mirror, come from the farthest space. Through wind and darkness I summon thee. Speak, let me see thy face.
What wouldst thou know, my queen?
Magic mirror on the wall, who is the fairest one of all?
Famed is thy beauty, Majesty. But hold, a lovely maid I see. Rags cannot hide her gentle grace. Alas, she is more fair than thee.
Reveal her name.
Lips red as the rose, hair yellow as the sun, skin white as the snow.
Madison.
Your own stepdaughter, and the princess of this realm.
Where is this fair one now?
In her tattered clothes by the wishing well, she sings with the voice of a silver bell.
I'm wishing for the one I love to find me, to find me.
Okay, a tarnished silver bell.
She is the most fair.
Well, not vocally. I mean, if you want to be known as having the fairest voice in the land, I can give you that one.
No, you know I'm all about the looks.
Then maybe not wear that cowl? I mean, half of Madison's appeal is her hair.
Hair? You know, with all the rainstorms my evil conjures, I get frizzy.
Finally become a princess, and my stupid stepmother's gotten me scrubbing the courtyard steps. Great! She's doing evil again, which always makes it rain. So I scrubbed the steps for nothing. Don't you dare poop on my clean steps, bird! Please, I've seen you birds bathing in the wishing well. This is our drinking water, you know. What did you just drop in there? I'm wishing for indoor plumbing, for indoor plumbing.
Hello there.
Jesus! There goes the bucket down the well. Thank you so very much.
Did I frighten you?
You just snuck up on me in a walled-off courtyard with no public access. What do you think?
I apologize, but I saw you working there and I knew I had to speak with you.
Yeah, that's what creepy stalker serial killers do. Guards!
No, please. I've ridden far, hoping for the day when I'd find one as fair as you.
You got some identification in those tights?
I am a prince of another land.
Yeah? Which land?
Nice
try. Guards!
Now that I've found you, here's what I have to say.
You know what I have to say? Trespassers will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Guards!
One song I have only for you.
You called, princess.
He went that way.
One heart tenderly beating.
Fire arrows, men.
Ah! One love that has possessed me! Ah, one love throwing me through!
Release the hounds!
Ah, one song my heart can sing of one love only for you!
Gentlemen, there is a right way and a wrong way to approach a woman you don't know. That was the wrong way.
Understand my wishes in this matter, Master Huntsman.
I do, Your Majesty.
Tomorrow, as the shadows fall at dusk, take her far into the forest. Find some secluded glade where she can pick wildflowers.
Yes, Your Majesty.
And there, my faithful Huntsman, you will kill her.
Kill her?
Kill who?
Madison! What are you doing in here? This is...
Your secret hall? Shah. Everyone knows about your secret hall. Maybe try a little less yelling and thunder when you do evil, so the entire castle doesn't hear it.
Huntsman, perhaps you need not wait to fulfill your duties.
Ooh, is that the magic mirror? How does it work? You just talk to it, right? Mirror, mirror, on the wall.
Get away from that.
What summoned me?
No one, go back to bed.
Dude, it really works.
Your Majesty. What is going on?
Oh, wait! This is the mirror that's constantly telling you you aren't pretty enough. Girl, you are pretty. Even with that weird-ass headgear going on.
I tried to tell her to wear her hair down.
The look does highlight her cheekbones.
Enough of this!
Queen, or stepmom, no real backstory on my parents, huh?
Get out of here!
What I'm trying to say is, every woman looks into their mirror and feels inadequate. It's about self-esteem and loving yourself.
Loving myself?
Yeah, you are really hot. You know, for your age.
For my age?
You'd better run.
It was a compliment!
Huntsman, kill Madison and bring me back her heart.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Her heart? Ugh. Isn't that a little dark for a kid's movie?
Yes. Don't you miss when G-rated movies could still give children nightmares?
All this walking in the woods. Why couldn't that huntsman just kill me instead of letting me go? What a wuss. If I were the queen, I'd totes fire him. So now what do? I have no survival skills. I'm a princess. The only thing I'm trained to do is marry a prince. Oh, you again, huh? Come to knock me when I'm down? Back off, or so help me, I'll find your nest and make breakfast out of your unborn children. Don't you give me attitude, chipmunk. My cat catches rodents like you for fun. I see you, you little baby deer. Keep your distance. Disney's releasing Bambi soon, and he's got a hunter's bullet with your mom's name on it. Why do the woods have to be filled with so many woodland creatures? Okay, where was I? I am all alone. Won't anyone help me?
Shh.
Ugh, fine. I'll just keep walking. Man, our castle must have been built in the middle of nowhere. Not a single farm, nothing. We're royalty. Where are all the peasants we're taxing into poverty to sustain our lavish lifestyle? Finally, a cottage. Hello? Anyone home? It's your princess. A rare treat for you to be in my presence. Huh. No one's home, but the door's unlocked. I do not understand people in these podunk towns who don't lock their doors. Then someone comes in and murders a family of five, and suddenly everybody's like, but in our town, we never had to lock our doors. Yeah, well, obviously, you did. OMG, this place is a sty. Everything's covered with dust. Cobwebs, dirty dishes, old socks laying around. Ugh, maybe I'm better off staying outside. Ugh, another storm? That woman is so evil. I wonder if whoever lives here would be cool if I stayed. I probably should earn my keep somehow. I'm not really a break into somebody's house and clean it type. More of a Goldilocks break in, steal food, pass out on their bed type. Speaking of which, I bet the bedroom is up those stairs. Okay. I saw the little chairs downstairs, but these little beds are ridiculous. Whatever sloppy hipsters live here, they took the tiny house concept a tad too far. I'll just push these three together. There. Aw, man, these sheets are disgusting. It's like going home with a guy you just met at a bar who clearly wasn't expecting to get lucky that night. Dudes, right now, wash your sheets.
Shut up, all of you!
Aw, Grumpy, what's the matter?
Don't you like the gong? A song?
Maybe, Doc. I just don't like to whistle.
Not even a song that glorifies backbreaking mindless work?
Sure. To teach children they should accept their position in the world as a cog in the capitalist machine.
And be happy about it.
You're happy about everything. Happy.
And you're grumpy about everything, Grumpy.
You better watch your back in that mine. Cave-ins can happen, you know.
Fellas?
What is it, Bashful? Spit it out!
Our house?
What about it?
The lights light! The light's lit!
And, the door's open.
Something's in there. I'm really scared.
Why, Sleepy? You afraid it's gonna keep you awake?
Maybe it's a ghost.
Or a goblin.
A demon.
Or a dragon, to be fair. Fire!
One of us needs to go in there and face the dragon, demon, goblin ghost.
Dopey!
It's okay, Dopey. We're right behind you.
Nothing looks out of order.
Just as dusty as we left it.
Dopey, try upstairs.
Open the door, Dopey.
Go on. Open the door. And stop shaking like that.
Look, it's over there.
Gee, what a monster.
Shh. It's asleep.
Oh, lucky.
It covers three beds.
Let's kill it before it wakes up.
Yeah, kill it.
Kill who?
Hi, ho.
Hi, Shorty.
Look out.
It's awake.
That's too bad.
What do we do?
Hide.
Little dudes, I know you're there. Even if I can't see you, there's a distinct odor of sweat and mildew?
From the caves.
We're all miners.
Miners? I mean, you're short, but those beards make you look way older.
Not miners, miners. I mean miners.
Glad we cleared that up.
He's a female, and all females is poison. They're full of wicked wiles.
What are wicked wiles?
I don't know, but I'm against them.
Oh, great. I just woke up in a room full of tiny little male chauvinists.
Who are you, girlie? And what are you doing in our house?
I could ask you the same thing.
Who are we? And what are we doing in our house?
We're the seven dwarves.
Ooh, I don't think dwarves is politically correct. Let's go with the seven little people.
But we are dwarves.
Yes, that's what we are.
Oh, the seven dwarves, right. Hang on. I think I remember all of your names. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen.
Pardon me, but I...
No, wait, I got it. Comet, Cupid.
I just mean that...
Donner, Blitzen.
Those are the eight tiny reindeer.
We're the seven dwarfs.
Stupid female.
Hey, watch it. I got a good 2 feet on you, Shorty, and I could totally mess you up.
Yeah? I'd like to see you try.
Don't you mind Grumpy. He can't help but be grumpy.
That's why he's called Grumpy.
I'd like a free pass like that. Call me... Selfish bitch, so I can say and do whatever I want.
Is that your name? Because you did break into our house and help yourself to our warm and comfy beds.
Who are you, stoner?
It would be nice to know your name.
And I assume your name is seasonal allergies?
Pardon me, but I'm Doc.
You're a doctor? Why don't you prescribe the poor guy some Benadryl? And what's with the dude with a bell around his neck?
This is Dopey. He don't talk none.
You mean he can't talk?
He don't know. He never tried, huh?
Oh, so we have a character that doesn't talk. That sounds ideal for an audio-only storytelling format.
That's why he wears a cowbell.
Yeah, well, you know, when I think Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, I always think, needs more cowbell.
So, who are you?
She said her name is Selfish Bitch.
Not a name, just a descriptor. I'm Madison. Sup?
Madison!
Yeah?
The princess?
Yeah?
Well, my dear Quinces, princess, we're honored. Yes, yes. We're
mad as hornets.
Mad as hornets. No, we're not. What was I saying?
Oh, shut up and tell her to get out.
You want to step outside?
No, I want you to step outside of my house.
But Grumpy, she's the princess.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to guess your name is Low Self-Esteem?
I'm happy.
Good for you. I'll have what he's smoking.
Is there a reason you're in our house, princess?
Yeah, Queen's going to kill me.
The Queen? She's an old witch. I'm warning you. If the Queen finds her here, she'll swoop down and wreak her vengeance on us.
That sounds about right. I mean, if she's willing to kill a high-profile member of the royal family, a bunch of nobody dwarfs getting in her way would just be collateral damage. But she doesn't know where I am, and I'm sure she won't find me here.
How do you know that? She knows everything! She's full of black magic!
Yeah, okay, point. But come on, you guys! I've got nowhere else to go! Let me stay.
If you stay, could you cook for us?
Oh, yes. And clean our dishes?
Make our beds.
The dust?
I'm not really about manual labor.
You know, it goes by faster if you just whistle while you work.
Yes, it won't take long when there's a song.
Look, I didn't become a Disney princess to scrub dwarf toilets, okay? Can't I just pay you for the room and board?
We work in a mine where we collect valuable jewels every day.
So?
So, we don't need money. We need a maid.
So, housekeeping or death?
Yep.
Well, guys, thanks for the use of the bed. Beds.
Oh, you're sleeping. Leaving?
Good riddance.
I'll camp out in the woods. Homeless do it under freeway bridges. How bad could it be?
What about the ghosts?
The goblins.
The demons.
And the dragons that breathe. Fire.
Wait, what? Ghosts? Goblins? Dragons? I thought the most I'd have to deal with were chipmunks and maybe some guy needing a fix.
But it's an enchanted forest.
Good point. I don't exactly run into dwarves in a state park.
I think we should let her stay. Almost in flavor? All those in favor?
Aye!
Opposed?
Nay!
Then it's passed. Madison can stay.
It's a mistake, I tells ya.
Are you and me gonna have a problem?
So ends the first act of Madison and the Seven Dwarves.
In a minute, it might be six dwarves.
I ain't afraid of you!
We'll return after a brief intermission.
OMG, you guys! Thank you to everyone who entered the Standish contest to guess where my last name comes from. So, here's the answer. If you remember, in our Damon Runyon Theater episode, episode 37, we revealed that my first name, Madison, comes from the 1984 film Splash. That is the very first time the name Madison was used as a woman's first name. Seriously, it was meant as a joke. And all you girls named Madison out there can thank Tom Hanks, Daryl Hannah, and Ron Howard for being your namesake. So, what about Standish? Well, sticking with our 1980s movies, you might remember The Breakfast Club. Molly Ringwald played the rich, pretty, popular, and unintentionally conceited Claire. Sound like someone you know? Well, Claire's last name was Standish! Congrats to all of you out there who either knew that or Googled it. There were some amazing guesses, and I'll list the winners of our contest in the February 15th newsletter. Thanks, everybody!
Madison and the Seven Dwarfs are ready to go on with their story. In our far-off world long, long ago, our princess fair with skin like snow was kindly and nicely taken in by seven little gentlemen.
I mean, you hear how bad this poetry is, right?
I'm not paid to write it. I'm paid to read it.
Wait, you're getting paid?
Saved from the fate of the wicked queen, but ne'er before such evil was seen. And while time was spent with the dwarves she met, from the queen she ain't seen nothing yet.
Midnight. Now, Magic Mirror, come and speak to me the truth.
Must you always conjure evil at such late hours?
Who's ever heard of conjuring evil in the middle of the day, hmm? I suppose I should conjure evil and then have a nice afternoon tea?
Point taken.
What wouldst thou know, my queen?
Magic mirror on the wall, who now is the fairest one of all?
Over the seven jeweled hills beyond the seventh fall, in the cottage of the seven dwarves, dwells Madison, fairest one of all.
Madison? How can this be?
Hey, I just calls him like I sees him.
But Madison lies dead in the forest. The huntsman has brought me proof. Behold her heart.
Madison still lives, the fairest in the land. 'Tis the heart of a pig you hold in your hand.
The heart of a pig?
Don't throw it away. Pig hearts are actually very nutritious. Here, let me pull up some recipes for you.
This is not funny.
It is a little.
Then I've been tricked. That blundering huntsman.
If you want loyal staff, you might consider treating them better.
They get paid a fair wage.
Not a living wage.
They're still alive, aren't they?
While you reap the wealth from their hard work.
All right, I've had just about enough out of you, Mira. Keep it up, and I'll banish you into a disco ball.
You insist you want me to tell you the truth, but you really can't handle it, can you?
If I can't trust my servants to kill Madison, I'll have to do it myself. I'll go to the dwarf's cottage in a disguise so complete no one will ever suspect. I'll transform my beauty into ugliness.
Well, if you can do that, why don't you just transform yourself into someone prettier than Madison?
Then I wouldn't have the fun of killing Madison.
Fair enough.
Let's see. A peddler's cloak in place of my royal gown. My face wrinkled with age. My hair white. My voice.
My voice. My voice. Cracked and old. Yes. The perfect disguise.
Perfect disguise if you want to scare the daylights out of her.
What do you mean?
She's not going to recognize you, but she's also not going to let you get within 30 feet of her.
Oh, what do you know? Now, a special sort of death for one so fair. What shall it be?
Have you ever thought of just sending Madison to live in some other land? Then you'd be the fairest in this land. And maybe I could get some sleep.
Sleeping death? Yes, the perfect spell.
That's not what I said.
A poisoned apple. One taste of the poisoned apple and the victim's eyes will close forever. In the sleeping death.
You really have some psychological problems.
I like to think of it as passionate about my work. There, the poisoned apple.
Does the spell have an antidote?
Does the spell have an antidote? Yes, of course it does. All spells have an antidote.
Well, what is it?
Antidote. Antidote. Here we are. The victim of the sleeping death can be revived only by love's first kiss. Love's first kiss. No fear of that. The dwarves will think she's dead. She'll be buried alive.
You're certainly the evilest one of all.
Men always say that about women in power.
Now, don't forget, my dear.
Don't forget what?
The old queen's a sly one. She's full of witchcraft. So beware of strangers.
Wait, where are you guys going?
To work. We all have jobs. We don't just sleep all day.
Oh, that actually sounds really nice.
But we love our jobs in the mine.
Although the air quality could be better.
All right. The dwarf stereotype about being obsessed with wealth and digging for jewels in mines.
Stereotype?
Yeah. Dungeons and Dragons, Lord of the Rings. Pretty baseline dwarf stuff.
Baseline, huh? You want the receiving end of my pickaxe?
Now, Grumpy, she is our guest.
And a princess.
Ah, stupid female. What does she know?
Are there any female dwarfs?
Females? Oh my.
You're like the Smurfs, aren't you? All dudes living together, named after your most dominant and stereotypical trait. And I'm the blonde living with you! I'm Smurfette!
We really should be getting to walk. Work.
What is Dopey saying?
He wants...
Wants what?
Yes.
We all would.
What is wrong with you fellas? Wicked, womanly wiles. I told ya.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Grumpy on this one. I'm not about kissing a bunch of strange men. Outside of a frat house party with a beer bong challenge.
Well, try to stay alert today.
And be awful careful, because if anything should ever happen to you...
Let's get going already!
Remember, Madison, be safe. Make smart choices.
Smart choices? Why should I start now? Get away from the window! Those birds are a menace! I feel like I'm in a Hitchcock movie here. Damn it! Well, one less dish to clean. Seven less dishes to clean! Realistically, I was doing a lousy job of washing them anyway. Yeah? What? Persistent. Must be a church group. I'm coming! Hold your Jesus! What do you want?
Good day, my pet.
Whoa, I'm guessing you're not selling moisturizer.
Yes, my appearance. I am old and ugly. Well, you are young and fair.
Thanks for that walk down obvious lane. Did you need something? Because I'm in the middle of...
All alone? The little, men are not here.
You a friend of theirs or something?
Yes, indeed. I bring them fresh fruit, like these apples.
Well, they're not here, so...
Wait a moment. What an alluring smell. Are you making pies?
No. And you might want to get your nose checked. The only smell coming out of this cottage is sweaty dwarf junk.
Well, if you were to make a pie...
I won't.
But if you were...
I won't.
My apples would make the tastiest pies around. Try one.
No thanks. I'm good.
Just one bite?
Look, I tried to be nice. Because I know gross-looking old people were young and hot once and that their faces just fell on hard times. But I'm shutting the door now.
Curses. Wretched girl. She's more clever than I anticipated. Mira, come to me from your sleep.
I cannot believe you put me into a mirror in a makeup compact. I'm allergic to the powder.
She was fooled by my disguise, but refused to eat my apple.
I told you it wouldn't work.
What would entice her if not a red, juicy apple?
Do you even know your stepdaughter?
What do you mean?
Why do I bother? If it were me, I'd try this.
Yeah? What? How am I supposed to get all of these dishes broken if people keep interrupting me? What do you want? Hello?
Are you Madison?
Uh-huh.
My name's Brad. I'm a barista from a nearby coffee shop.
There's a coffee shop in the woods?
Yes, and I'm a barista there. May I come in?
Sure. Someday my prince will come.
Did you say something?
What brings you around here, Brad the barista?
Here. I brought you a mocha latte.
You brought me a mocha latte?
I understand. They're your favorite. Please, take a sip.
Marry me?
Pardon?
Nothing.
You know, this is a wishing latte.
Wishing latte?
Wish for something, anything you like. Then take a sip, and all your dreams will come true.
What if they already came true?
Make a wish and take a sip.
Okay. I wish...
Go on.
I wish...
Say it.
I wish for you and me to go upstairs and to... Until it's raw.
My word, what is wrong with this girl?
on! Every fairy tale is supposed to have a happy ending.
You're more depraved than I am.
Brad, what's wrong with your voice?
You've made your wish. Now take a sip.
OMG. It's been so long since I've had a real mocha latte. Feels like at least 3 years.
Her breath will still.
It's affecting me weird.
Her blood congeal.
Have I become a coffee lightweight?
The sleeping death. She cannot stand.
So, Brad, you fulfilling that wish or what?
Why haven't you fallen down? You just drank an entire coffee full of poison.
Espresso is not poison. Sure, the excessive and continuous consumption of such high levels of caffeine will destroy your heart and tear out your stomach lining, but that's over a lifetime. I plan to switch to decaf before any real damage.
But the poison!
Look, Brad, I got stuff to do. So if we aren't happening, you gotta go.
But since when did it become so hard to kill a princess? This modern generation, I blame social media.
Madison! Madison! Home from work we are!
Do you think she's left?
We should be so lucky!
Hey, look! All of our dishes are smashed up in the sink!
It's a wicked queen!
I don't think so. I think Madison is just really bad at housework.
Then where is she?
If I were her, I'd be taking a nap.
I think you're right, Dopey.
Upstairs!
Yep, there she is, dead to the world.
Did you say dead?
The queen!
Golly, Doc, is she really?
I'm afraid so, Happy.
Oh, I don't like feeling sad. That goes against my nature.
Are you laughing, Grumpy?
Is that laughing? He sounds like he's having a seizure.
I can't help it.
You're happy.
So this is what it feels like.
This is in very poor taste.
Oh, come on, fellas. Let's dispose of the body.
And so the seven little men, hearts with sorrow filled. All right, six little men, hearts with sorrow filled, and one nasty little bugger who brings new meaning to the word narcissist, did lay out upon the glen a case of glass they all did build, in which dear Madison could sleep forever and come back to this line and make it rhyme. Oh, great. I didn't download the latest draft. Who cares? It's almost over.
Well, there she is, men. Don't she look pretty?
Just like she wasn't dead at all. I can't think of burying her.
No, we won't bury her. With this glass and gold coffin we built, we'll stay with her forevermore.
And we'll keep flowers around it all the time.
Please. No goldenrod.
One song, I have but one song. I can't remember any more of the lyrics to this one song.
Listen, men, somebody's coming this way.
Riding a horse.
Why, he's a prince.
A prince?
Sure, look at his clothes. He's a prince, all right.
Good morning.
Good morning, Your Highness.
Is there something wrong? There are tears in your eyes.
Madison is dead, and there she lies.
Madison is dead?
Yes,
dead. And who is Madison?
The princess!
Oh, sorry, didn't catch her name. Last time I saw her, I was dodging a barrage of arrows.
Are you her true love?
Of course. I'm a prince, she's a princess. That's how these stories work.
Are you going to kiss her?
Kiss a dead body?
Yes! Kiss her!
Well, I've come this far. Oh, princess, ne'er was one so fair. For snow-white skin and sun-drenched hair.
He's opening the coffin.
Oh, gosh. He is giving her a kiss.
Never without my permission.
She's alive.
Please, please let go of my throat.
What the hell is going on?
We thought you were dead.
Madison, why aren't you dead?
All right. Which one of you broke into my liquor stash?
That would be me.
Whoa, she's alive?
Sure is.
And you drank all my booze.
Please let go of my throat.
Oh, sorry. But you take way too many liberties with women, you creep.
Used to be a prince just needed to be charming and it'd be all hot and cold running princesses.
Why am I lying in a glass coffin? Anyone?
We thought you'd been poisoned by the wicked queen.
From a poisoned mocha latte.
And you'd gone into a sleeping death.
No, what I'd gone into was Grumpy's liquor cabinet. After Brad the barista left, I was a little wound up, so I drank it till I passed out.
But the poison!
Please, with what I've put into my body over the years, you think a little poison is gonna make a dent?
So you drank all my liquor?
Yeah, and you guys thought I was dead? Aren't you a doctor? Didn't you even check for a pulse?
Well, I'm not that kind of a doctor. I'm an epidemic. Academic.
A fake doctor.
I spent a lot of time in school to get that PhD.
So how long was I out that you guys put me in a coffin?
4 hours.
4 hours? I've been passed out for literal days and no one has ever pulled a plug.
Princess. Princess, will you not away with me to my castle so we may live happily ever after?
I know you're supposed to be my Prince Charming and all, but I don't even know you. And you do come off a little rapey. So, pass.
Does that mean you'll stay here with us?
Yes, please stay.
If she stays, I'm moving out.
Please stay.
Well, didn't you guys kill the wicked queen while I was out? So, like, legally, I'm queen now, right?
Not exactly.
What do you mean? Doesn't the crown pass to me?
Technically, yes.
Okay, so I'll go back and claim my throne.
The queen isn't precisely dead.
But the name Queen is dead.
What?
We didn't kill her.
But she's not the queen anymore.
What do you mean? Who's in charge?
The king!
She married somebody?
No, she, or rather he, transitioned.
He is much nicer now, not wicked at all.
Yeah, I gotta admit, we all like the king.
I pass out and wake up in a glass coffin being kissed by a necromaniac.
Hey!
And that's apparently not the most bizarre part of this story?
We'll explain.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest one of all?
Thou knowest to be true, the hottest man in town is you.
Thank you, mirror. I'm so glad I was able to make this spell permanent.
You certainly seem more comfortable with yourself.
I am. Can I make you another caramel macchiato?
Why, thank you, King Brad.
Wow. That fairy tale took a woke turn, didn't it? But everybody lived happily ever after, so I call it a win. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs was originally adapted for the Lux Radio Theater on December 26, 1938. At the end of the presentation, Walt Disney himself gave a, well, scripted interview with the show's host. When asked about how a fairy tale meant for children could appeal cinematically to young and old, I'll quote exactly what Walt said. Everybody in the world was once a child. We grow up, our personalities change, but in every one of us, something remains of our childhood. So when planning a new picture, we don't think of grown-ups and we don't think of children, but just of that fine, clean, unspoiled spot deep down in every one of us that maybe the world has made us forget and that maybe our pictures can help recall. And that's why we all love Disney movies. It's Madison. Thank you so much for listening. I am totes grateful for everyone who continues to support our little comedy. Can I ask a favor? Help us get the word out to grow our audience. I am your grassroots Barbie. Female lead, female written, produced, directed, edited. Come on! Drop us a review. Give us 5 stars. Share our posts on social media. Let the world know women are funny. Okay, love you all. Take it away, announcer dude.
Madison on the Air was written and produced by Christy Talon Sage with music composition and audio engineering by Jeremy Sage. The role of Madison Standish was played by Christy Talon Sage. Bonnie Brantley appeared as the Queen. The dwarfs were played as follows: Grumpy, Tom O'Connor; Doc, Scott R. McKinley; Happy, Bill Jenkins; Bashful, Steve Jun; Sneezy, Paul Arabisi; Sleepy, Jeremy Sage. Other actors in the cast were Jerry Kokich as the Magic Mirror, James C. Taylor as Brad the Barista, Jeremy Sage as Prince Charming, Bran Peacock as the Huntsman, and AJ Fidalgo as the Royal Guard. Sharon Gruenwald appeared as our hostess.
To fulfill your duties. The queen sits in a squeaky office chair. Her throne is a squeaky office chair.
The sensor is still here?
Tricorder is registering, it is. It was such a long walk in the forest, though. These darn fairy tales seem to have endless woods.
Yeah, not to mention enchanted. Magic has always fouled up the best technology.
Oh, there it is. Look, there's a pile of stones. It's in the middle.
Four stones in a square with a fifth one in the middle. Must be some other kind of clue. Oh, dear, that's not good.
What's not good?
Well, you see my key to the tortoise? It's glowing a pulsing red.
What is that? Does that mean something?
Well, since we're way past Christmas, it can only mean one of two things. Either the tortoise has started on her own and is taking an unscheduled trip.
Or?
Someone else is taking her on one.
Great Caesar's ghost! We've got to get her back!
Yes, until next week, folks. Hopefully we'll meet you at the next show.
Great Caesar's ghost!
You keep saying that.
Well, this is a G-rated intro.
Outro. Yeah, I see.
This has been a Sonic Cinema production.